Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie lives in Ehrenberg and works as a vocation coach. The title of her preaching today is The Love of Creation.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a full fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The story of Jesus the Christ begins very humanly. The moment Mary and Elizabeth meet, the child in Elizabeth's womb moves, and the pregnant woman realizes that the child growing up in Mary is also blessed. God thus begins his existence on earth like every human being. He does not make an exception, but he comes into this world like everyone else. As a cluster of cells, as a fetus that grows in the mother's womb and that needs the mother's womb to become a viable human being at all. And he would have had all the other options to come into this world, but he decided to become a human being like every human being. This fact shows me God really loves his creation through and through. For him, what he himself sees at the moment of the creation of the world is still valid and still applies today. It was very good. So we human beings are good creatures with skin and hair. Our bodies belong indispensably to us, even if they perhaps do not correspond to the common ideal of beauty, are not as fit as they were 20 years ago, or are plagued by various diseases. We as soul people are good creation. Not only our souls are good, but everything in which the soul is clothed. I think this is also expressed in the feast that the Church celebrates today, the bodily assumption of Mary into heaven. Mary is and remains good creation with body and soul. I also understand this as an encouragement for us today. We are called to consider and love each other as whole persons, just as we were created by God, just as we grew up in the bosom of our mothers, and just as we have become over the years. It does not matter what color we are, because the knowledge of God that the creation was very good applies to the whole creation and not only to a small part. At the same time, the fact that God begins his life on earth as a child in a mother's womb also spurs me to think about my own body. In the German city of Münster, a crucifix was torn off the arms during a bombing raid in the Second World War. During Reconstruction, the community decided not to replace the arms. Instead, they wrote in place of the arms, "I have no other hands than yours." So God needs our powerful, our loving, our fragile hands to work in the world. He needs our bodies to let his kingdom grow on earth. And that is why it is good to take care of our own body, to take care of yourself and to take care of your health. Not to chase after a general fitness craze, but to respect the good creation of God. Not to be as optimal as possible, but to get in touch with our fellow human beings and our environment, even if we have to do without touch so often in times of the coronavirus. Not to compare ourselves with one another, but to appreciate what is given to us on this earth and to be able to proclaim with joy, as Elizabeth did when she met Mary, the Mother of God, "Blessed are you."